What's up, guys? This is Mike and Dewey, the boys from Love Hour and Koreatown Run Club.
You are now listening to Full Service Radio.
Recorded live from the lobby of the Lion Hotel in Koreatown, Los Angeles, California.
It takes me about an hour to think of a lot of names. And one of them, I love the word hour, H-O-U-R. And I was like, hour. I was like, okay, time's cool. What can you do? What's a random thing you can throw in front of it? And I just thought love. How I think of a name is like, if a kid comes up and it's like, mommy, I want to go to Love Hour. And I was just like, oh shit, that works. Hey, how are ya?
I'm Dewey.
I'm Michael. We are the founders of Koreatown Run Club.
We just started Love Hour, which is our burger pop-up type thing.
It's the second best burger in Los Angeles. We're both from Virginia. Came out here. I was a big fan of Dewey and Dewey's work with video early on. And when we moved out here, we worked on a project together with Fatburger. Fatburger opened up in Koreatown. It was brand new. Went in there, was like, hey, how do we get our own burger? They were like, you're crazy. We'll make it work. Koreatown Burger came on the menu for 2 days. We threw an event, made a shirt with Fatburger. 2 days turned into 2 weeks, turned into a year and a half on the menu. So the Koreatown Burger consists of Korean ingredients like kimchi and bulgogi, which is very like a fucking cop out. And it's the heaviest fucking burger you'll ever try. It's like, don't try it. But it, you know, I would go in there every month to see the numbers. It would beat out their large Fatburger, which was crazy. So there was like your proof of concept in the beginning.
And then I went on a work trip to film some runners run across the country, like for the North Face. And it was just like a typical, like, go down there, shoot and edit this thing. Met all the runners. They were awesome. And it was like the real world, like seven strangers in a hotel room in Haiti, except it was like 20 strangers and they were all running 200 miles across the country. Just seeing how that brought everyone together, I was like, this is, you know, something special that I feel like a lot of people don't get, because running is such like a either like a solo thing or it's just not fun for a lot of people. How I saw running before that trip was just something I'd never really wanted to do, and then after I saw all these guys run and how close it brought them together and how it just really changed them, I came back and went to Mike and I said, let's make a running club.
Yeah, we started it, came out here, we did an Instagram post, 28 people showed up here at the Lion Hotel. We didn't know what we were doing. And then they were like, hey, when's the next one? And we're like, I guess it's the same time next week. And we haven't missed a beat. And 3 years later, we're still doing it and having so much fun. Love Hour is our burger pop-up that we just started with another partner of ours. Basically, it's short and simple. We get our friends together and feed them burgers. No, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted, everyone that's listening. We could throw down. But yes, we have a head chef Aaron. He made the burger.
We tried a few different ones he had prepared for us. Some with different amounts of fat, different kind of cooking styles, a little more crispy, a little more juicy, because it is a smash burger. Yeah, it's smashed, and then it's like smashed, so.
Super thin patty, crispy edges.
A bit of it is crispy, and then,
no
but
frills.
You still get the juice and the meaty flavor.
No
to
tomatoes,
it.
No lettuce, because that's soggy shit for your burgers, not cool. Love to eat. I love going to restaurants with Dewey. Dewey's particular in his way. I'm particular in my way. And when we get together, it's just like, oh, fuck it.
I like how it has to look good for me. But looking could mean anything. It doesn't have to be plated nicely. It just has to like look good.
For me, it's variety. I need like a buffet style. So like family style. Just order a bunch, even though it's going to cost a lot. It's at least we get to try at least six different things on the menu and then share with everyone. We are in the food industry now.
We're not like trained critics in like, you know, food.
I gotta admit though, no one knows this about me. I applied to Red Robin and got the job, did one shift, made like $20 in 6 hours, and I quit there right then and there. $20 for 6 hours, I was like, you know what? I'm not cut out for this, even though obviously it was my first day. But Red Robin, I still love you because free unlimited fries, right? When you go there. If you ever get a chance to go to Red Robin, it's very
That's
good.
A national
it
chain,
is.
Right?
It is a national chain. It's so fire, though.
have a lot of hobbies, I guess. Like, I'll jump from one thing to another. So when Red Dead Redemption came out, like, I was so into being a cowboy, like a legit cowboy. And I would, like, buy cowboy hats and dress up as a cowboy for, like, a week and thought it was, like, this is going to be my life forever. And, of course, it went away, and I was like, yeah, whatever. Now I have a bunch of cowboy outfits, and, like, now, oddly enough, it did a 180. I'm really into K-pop. And then recently I got into Wushu, which involves swords, spears, different types of swords, other types of swords, your fists. And I still have a sword in the back of my car. So
I dare anybody that sees Dewey in the streets of L.A. to just run up on him and test him. Because he'll pull out a fucking sword out of his fucking pants. And good luck to you.